In a world where there are many sports podcasts, one stands above them all. Three teams, two leagues, one dream. It's Triple Threat with your hosts, Jeremiah, Eric, and Sam. And they only have one question for you.
Are you ready for some football?
What's going on, guys? It's your boy, back at it again, with another episode for Triple Threat. Now, this one comes crazily from about an hour ago, so I'm actually on top of this one. This is insane breaking news, guys. And I know y'all are going to say what you're going to say. And y'all can call me whatever you want, but this makes no sense to me. John Gruden has just resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Thanks a lot, everyone. That's all I have to say. Because it's our fault. It's all of ours. You bring up stuff in his past that he probably looks on in shame, and you bring it to the forefront. I mean, what kind of toxic fans do that? This man has done a lot. He's won a Super Bowl. Granted, not with the Raiders. But he's won a Super Bowl. I mean, this John Gruden is a good coach. He really is, and it pains me to say that as a Chiefs fan. But he's a good coach. And also, I kind of wish that we would, you know, cut Steve Spagnuolo and bring in John Gruden as our defensive player coach, because we need some help on that forefront. And I remember how good he was with defense when he was in Tampa Bay. So I feel like as a defensive coordinator, he could do good. But I digress. It's our fault. And I'm not saying just you guys or just me, everyone. It's everyone's fault. Can we stop being such a toxic football society? Because that's what we're being. It's getting ridiculous. It's getting to the point where sometimes I don't even want to go on Facebook. Sometimes I don't even want to go on just the NFL app in general. I don't want to go on any social media because I am part of so many football groups. And it's getting to the point where y'all are getting too toxic. It's fine to debate. Don't get me wrong. I love debates. I love a good old-fashioned debate about a player or a team or just the future of football in general. But sometimes, no, sorry, not sometimes. Most of the time, we go too far. I'm sorry. We do. It hurts my brain that we do this. It's getting ridiculous. And I've penalized myself for that too, honestly. I know that I can be toxic about some players. Whenever I sit down and watch a Chiefs game so far this year, I can get toxic because they're doing bad. But I've learned to limit myself right now. And that's what we need to do as football watchers. They're getting paid for our amusement, yes. Why would you drive off someone that is getting paid, whose entire life depends on this job? Why would you run them off for something small and petty? This goes back to Cole Beasley and DeAndre Hopkins, you know, saying that, and Cam Newton saying that, you know, vaccination is a personal matter and they may not get it and they will quit their job if it means not being vaccinated because of their beliefs. Why would you care? You're not part of their lives. What's the point of any of this? I mean, granted, John Gruden may have said things that were homophobic or considered racist in the past. I mean, it's one of those things. Everyone has a past. The people that hang on to their past are the people that drag up dirt from other people's. That's the biggest thing I've learned. Those people that have nothing better to do on a Saturday morning but sit at their computer, breathing heavily and typing vigorously on their keyboard, just to bring up something toxic about someone famous. It's to the point where it sickens me. Like I said, I can barely get on social media. I mean, all I want to do is check up on my notifications on Facebook, and I just see toxic fans in every fan base. It's not just the Chiefs. It's not just the Raiders. It's not just the Bills. It's not just big market teams or small market teams. It's everywhere. Even people that don't have a clue about football. One person says something wrong, they jump on them. It's getting to the point where I am ashamed to call myself a human. I'm sorry. I'd rather be a dog, in all honesty. And I know apparently science, you can do that, but I don't believe in that sort of science. I'd rather be any other species than a human, because we are terrible. We are a horrible species because we fight each other. And we talk about, you know, predators and how they can be bad for other species, but we are... I don't know where I'm going with this, guys. This went off the rails. I'm sorry. I'm just stressed. I'm annoyed. Moral of this, stop. Just because someone does something that you don't like or that you don't believe does not mean that you have to drag them through the dirt. I'm a Christian. I'm not perfect at all. If the Christians analyzed me and took everything that I ever did and just went, hey, look at this idiot. He did this back in 07, or he did this back in 2015. I wouldn't want to be a Christian. That's just the short of it. That's just the short, sweet version. I wouldn't want to be a Christian if people did that all the time. I'm not saying that we don't. We do it. But it's just one of those things that we need to stop. All right? Good night. Not literally. I'm still going to talk. Because there have been a couple things that I'm interested in. It's been a week since these trades happened, or at least since one trade and one signing happened, but I'm going to talk about them anyway because I didn't have any other time until now. So, last week, you may have noticed that the greatest cornerback to ever play since Deion Sanders just got traded. Yeah. Stephon Gilmore was traded at the last second from the Patriots to the Panthers for a 6th round pick. And I think a 4th. A 4th and a 6th, I believe. Unless they just got a 6th, then I'm just reading the article wrong. First off, why? I'm not saying he's going to be good in Carolina, but why? That was your centerpiece. That was your team captain of the defense. That'd be like the Chiefs turning around and just being like, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to go ahead and go trade Tyreek Hill. Or we're going to go ahead and trade Travis Kelce. We're going to trade a centerpiece. Why? He is the main piece of your secondary. I know there were contract disputes. And I know that Stephon Gilmore said, you know, nothing, mutual feeling. You know, they did it both of their own accord. But New England, why? I understand you have Devin McCourty, but he is a safety. Why would you trade away Stephon Gilmore? He has been, a 5-time All-Pro? He's been to so many Pro Bowls. He literally won Defensive Player of the Year, a year ago, 2 years ago? This man is insane, and you just toss him into the street for a 6th. Now, granted, Carolina, this will be the great train robbery. If Stephon Gilmore performs like he did in New England, Carolina just committed the greatest robbery in NFL history, and I don't care what you say. I know people say that the Jimmy Johnson trade with Herschel Walker and all those picks and players was the greatest train robbery in the history of the NFL, but if Stephon Gilmore reaches the same levels as he did in New England that he does in Carolina, this will become the stupidest trade by New England, but the greatest robbery of a player in NFL history when it comes to Carolina, or even Carolina Panthers history. But it's just one of those things. That, and I know C.J. Henderson got signed, so I'm scared of that secondary. Carolina's secondary is, ooh, gives me the chills. Good night. I do not want to go up against them. And then there's the Packers. Now, Green Bay. Do we need to talk? You have Za'Darius Smith. Why exactly are you bringing in a player like Jalen Smith? I'm stunned. I'm shocked. There's a reason why he was released. He has injury problems, and he is not reaching the same potential as Leighton Vander Esch or Micah Parsons. He was cut for that reason. Those two reasons. Why pick him up? I know you only have Za'Darius Smith in your linebacking core. I know you're trying to capture, you know, the dominance you had on defense whenever you had Clay Matthews about 5 years ago. I don't get it. What's to say he's a wasted signing? I mean, what's to say he's not? Honestly, I want, as a football podcaster, I want all players to succeed in the NFL. I don't mind that Jalen Smith got re-signed somewhere and he's not just rotting away on a practice squad or, you know, have to retire whenever he was only drafted in 2016. But you've got to look at it as, it's not the fact that he's not a good football player. He can be. You've got to look at the fact that, why did the Cowboys let him go? One, to clear up roster space for other players, but also the fact that he was not progressing as much as, oh, I don't know, Leighton Vander Esch, who they drafted in 2018 out of Boise State, or Micah Parsons, who just came in and is already dominating. Two really good reasons why they gave him up. Do I think that Jalen Smith will, you know, produce in Green Bay? I don't know. Za'Darius Smith has always been a good linebacker. I will say that. Not stellar, but he's been good. Do I think that Jalen Smith is going to make any difference? I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. I mean, because if I say something and then I get it right, people will say, oh, well, you know, we all knew it was going to be good. And if I say it and get it wrong, then I will be crucified for this. So I'm going to stay in the middle. I'm going to say there's always the chance that a player is successful. It's not always, but there's the chance. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he might. But he might not. So I'm going to try and stay in the middle. So anyway, guys, that's really all I had. I'm sorry I kind of opened up and spouted off all that at the beginning, because honestly, I just needed to get that off my chest after I read that stupid article about why he resigned. It's ridiculous. But I am serious. Kansas City, Andy Reid, front office. You're never going to hear this podcast episode, but if you ever do, consider signing John Gruden. I mean, come on. It can't be that bad. There's always, experiment with him. I mean, he doesn't have to be signed as a head coach. You can assign him as, like I said, you can assign him as the defensive coordinator. Maybe get rid of Steve Spagnuolo. I don't know. I mean, people blame John Gruden for trading away Khalil Mack, but he really didn't. That was actually the front office. Now, John Gruden may have had a say in it, but I feel like he was outmatched. But that man had Khalil Mack, and Khalil had some of the greatest years of his career under John Gruden. He is a defensive master. I wouldn't go as far to say as he's like Belichick level of defensive master, but he is a good defensive coach. So there's always the idea. So If anyone wants to spread this enough to where the Chiefs hear this and sign John Gruden... Oh, and also, if they do sign John Gruden as the defensive coordinator and let Steve Spagnuolo go, I'm going to make an episode titled, I Told You So. So be on the lookout for that, just in case. But in all honesty, where do you guys think that John Gruden's going to end up? Or do you think he's done with football altogether? I don't know. I hope not. Like I said, he's a good coach, and that does pain me to say since I'm a Chiefs fan. And we're kind of... we're at the Raiders' throat. The Raiders and the Chiefs are always at each other's throats. It's a year. It's years of rivalry that date back to the freaking AFL. But, I mean... yeah, so that's really all I had, guys. Thank you for listening to my rant at the beginning. Not that you had a choice. That was half the episode. But thank you guys so much for listening. And I'm sorry I haven't posted in a while. I'm going to try and post more often. If stuff like this happens more often, I'm going to try and post more often. But it's been kind of busy here at college. So, but anyway, hope to see y'all in the next one. Don't forget to keep God number one. And peace. I'll see you in the next one.